ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Canto 4, chapter 20, text. So we'll just read the previous one. Purushayari muhyanti vadrisha deva mayaya shrama eva param jato dhirghaya vridha sevaya. Translation: if a personality like you, who are so much advanced, become executing the instructions of the previous acharyas, is carried away by the influence of the material energy, then all your advancement may be considered simply a waste of time. Purport: in this verse, the word vridha sevaya is very significant. Vridha means old. Sevaya means by service. Perfect knowledge is acquired from the acharya or liberated souls. No one can be perfect in knowledge without being trained by the parampara system. Prithu Maharaj was completely trained in that line. Therefore, he did not deserve to be considered an ordinary man. An ordinary man who has only a conception of bodily existence is always bewildered by the modes of material nature. Text 5. Ataha kayam imam vidvan avidya kama karma bihi arabha iti naivasmin pratibuddha nishajate. Atah kayam imam vidvan avidya kama karma bihi arabdha iti naivasmin pratibuddha nushajate. Atah kayam idam vidvan avidya kama karma bihi arabdha iti naivasmin pratibuddha nushajate. Atah kayam imam vidvan avidya kama karma bihi arabdha iti naivasmin pratibuddha nushajate.
Bye.
Ataha, therefore, kayam padit, imam is vidvan, he who has knowledge, avidya, by a science, kama, desires, karma bihi, and by activities, arabdaha, created, iti, thus, na, never, eva, certainly, asmin, to this body, pratibuddhaha, one who knows, anushajjate, becomes addicted. Translation and Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are in full knowledge of the bodily conception of life, who know that this body is composed of nescience, desires and activities resulting from illusion, do not become addicted to the body. Therefore, as stated in the previous verse, those with good intellect, shubhyaha, do not accept themselves to the body. Being a creation of nescience, the body has two types of activities. In the bodily conception, when we think that the sense gratification will help us, we are in illusion. Another kind of illusion is to think that one will become happy by trying to satisfy the desires that arise from the illusory body, or by attaining elevation to the higher planetary systems, or by performing various types of Vedic rituals. This is all illusion. Similarly, material activities performed for political emancipation and social and humanitarian activities performed within an idea that people of the world will be happy are also illusory because of the basic principle of the bodily conception, which is illusory. Whatever we desire or perform under the bodily conception is all illusion. In other words, Lord Vishnu informed Prithu Maharaj that although the sacrificial performances set as an example for ordinary people, there was no need for such sacrificial performances as far as his personal self was concerned, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2.45. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtargunya Avarjuna Nirvavanto Nitya Sattvasto Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendent to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety. And be established in the self. The ritualistic performances recommended in the Vedas mainly depend on the three modes of material nature. Consequently, Arjuna was advised to transcend the Vedic activities. The activities Arjuna was advised to perform were the transcendental activities of devotional service. So here in the previous verse, the verse 4 which we were reading, then Lord, he advises Prithu Maharaj about how important is actually the knowledge, and not just the knowledge, but realization of who we are. So here he clearly states that a person who is advanced and who even follows the instructions of the previous acharyas, that means the souls, the liberated souls, the persons who are on a different platform, they are not on the bodily platform, they are actually on the spiritual platform. So following those and still be attached to the material conceptions, and be it somewhat pious, maybe. So it is not useful. Here Prithu Maharaj performed 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices, but Lord Vishnu clearly says, well, it's nice, but it's an example for those who need to perform such activities. You personally don't need to do it, because Prithu Maharaj was on different platform. But if he as king wouldn't give an example, then what would people follow? People would be bewildered, as they are now. They don't know what is right and what is wrong. The intelligence is lost. And function of intelligence is what? Discrimination. So one needs to be able to follow what is right and avoid what is wrong. And then how do we find out what is right, what is wrong? From the previous acharas to the parampara system. By the grace of Guru, the Vaishnavas, and the Shastra. So if we follow that, then we very clearly can understand what must be done and what not. If we don't follow, then we will be bewildered. Because we will see, well, the Vedic scriptures, they talk about so many activities. They talk about karma kanda. They talk about jnana kanda. So if I get involved in all this, then I will benefit. Now, these parts in the Vedas were written for specific purpose, for specific people. And it is true that people who read the Vedas, then they will get attracted by certain parts in the Vedas. So those who are interested in gratification, then yes, they will be following the karma kanda, and they will be getting, yes, I want this, so then for that I have to do this very ritual, and then I will get the result. Now, and the Vedas do give a way how to perform the ritual, but at the end of each section, then it is mentioned that for those who like to transcend the modes of nature, then they wouldn't follow these rituals. They would just worship the Lord. Now, those who are interested to see this portion, they will take that portion and they will simply get into devotional service, completely forgetting the part before which wasn't recommended. Now, people who are ignorant and they are conditioned, they will see the part before, what should they do, how should they gratify their senses to get some benefit from it, and they will not see that the part after it, it's even there. That was the reason for Vyasadeva, why he was dissatisfied. He was not sure what is going on, that he wrote everything, the Vedas, and he gave it so that the people could read and understand. But still, the people did not see the supremacy of the Lord. It was there, but it wasn't as clearly stated. For that reason, the dissatisfaction came. And therefore, Narada Muni instructed Srila Vyasadeva to write Bhagavatam. Okay. Then, and so what is Bhagavatam about? Srimad Bhagavatam is, some may say, just some stories, right? But what are these stories all about? These stories, as somebody may call them, these are realizations of a great devotees of the Lord, and it show us exactly how they went back to Godhead, how they perform devotional service. And if we read through Bhagavatam, then we can find answer to any question, depending on our realization, depending on what we are looking for. If we are looking for just some entertainment and read it as stories, you do get benefit. But if we try to see the philosophy behind, if we try to see the realization behind, if we try to see actually what Srila Prabhupada is trying to give us, then we will get different level of realization. So Srila Prabhupada's books, they are very unique. They are for anybody. Anybody can read the books and still be attracted, get benefit. So in the beginning, no devotee joined, then he may read Prabhupada's books, he will be very interested in, he will see some points. As he advances, then he will read the books, he will see different points. He will advance more, he will see the highest rasa which is available for us to understand. Everything is in Prabhupada's books. We have to just be able to be open to it and try to absorb what is Srila Prabhupada giving us without our own speculations. So that's why the process of parampara, guru, sadhu, shastra, this process is faultless. Why is it faultless? Because it's coming from the perfect source. So from the source, through the parampara, we receive the knowledge the perfect way, as it is. And that's really scientific way. Now, Srila Prabhupada is talking about nescience. Nescience actually is something which the scientists call science here. Because what it is, we are going the ascending process. We are trying to discover different things. But in the meantime, the problem is that we will destroy ourselves and everybody with it. So what kind of advancement is this? Now, like an example, right? Now, in 40 something like that, they discovered DDT, right? So then it was a perfect insecticide and pesticide, maybe also whatever, and it was just perfect. So they use it for everything. And then somebody had fleas, then they just use DDT and then just put it on. Then when they found out that it went into the through the food chain into even the ocean and everywhere, and it's not breaking, it's there and it's poisoning. Then after whatever, 30 years later, then they stop using it, saying that now you cannot use it, this is poison. That's the reason for, because we were going the ascending process. We tried, didn't work, so okay, we are trying something else, but we cannot undo it. So, is it advancement or not? I don't see it. So, we are too much engrossed in that sense gratification that we want something right now without taking responsibility. I mean, if you look at it, say, now that you have the genetically modified seeds, so they use it perfectly, right? Now it's growing, now no weed, and everything is just perfect. They mix the genes of some fish. They put the genes into the grain, so then it grows better, doesn't freeze, give more crop. But they don't know what's going to do to our DNA or anything not later on. And nobody knows, because it's just some new field. So the scientists are trying to play God, but actually they don't know what the effect will be. Why? Because they are coming the ascending process. They are trying it. And then on whom? On us. Why not? If it doesn't work, some people die. If it works, they don't. It's a process. It's an advancement. But the Vedic scriptures, they very clearly state how everything should be done. In relation to what? How important is to follow the instructions of Guru Sadhu Shastra. And then if something go wrong, then the process is also foolproof. Now, okay, we're talking about Prithu Maharaj. How did Prithu Maharaj come to the earth? Because of Vena Maharaj was not doing so well his duty. So then, but because then there were Brahmanas who were very aware of what the duties of kings are, and they saw he is not following, so then they just removed him, and then from his body then they churned Prithu Maharaj, and then they had a perfect king. So then they oversee that things are happening right. In Kali Yuga it's a bit more difficult, but still it is possible by the mercy of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So we have to take it very seriously, the instructions of Srila Prabhupada as he is giving us, and not be bewildered by the other possible rituals or activities which are not being offered to us. Now we may get temporarily misguided or affected by it, but at least then we should recognize, well, it's my fault, it's my desire that I want to follow, and it is I want to perform that sense gratification, that's my fault or my desire, call it as you like. But we should not make philosophy out of it that, well, it's okay, I can do whatever I want and I don't care for anybody. Who cares for anybody anyway? I perform my sense gratification, I'll be happy, and then just everything is perfect for me. That won't work. What platform is this? That's not even pranamoy. So that will keep us in a very low state of consciousness. Now, as a devotees, then we should be on higher platforms. Then at least manamoy, but even manamoy, then it's a platform which predominant is justice. Now I like this, we should do this, we should punish that, we should not do this because it's just. But again, it's not very high platform. We should come to the platform at least of Dharma. Dharma means what? We have to have some knowledge. So that's Jnanamoy. Following the Dharma, then at least we will understand that, or we will get the opportunity to understand who we are. So then we can engage the same senses which we used to use for sense gratification only. We can use, according to the scriptures, these same senses to some sense gratification, but regulated sense gratification based on Guru Sadhu Shastra. So then we can offer at least the results of what we get to Krishna, and then we can perform indirect devotional service, which will give us the benefit of that we will be at least attracted to Krishna. So we will slowly develop ourselves to get more and more attracted to devotional service and start performing devotional service. Later on, we may ask ourselves, is it necessary? Now, do I need to use that my anarthas? Do I really want to perform the sense gratification? Or maybe it's better if I just give it up. But why would we give it up? What will lead us to give it up? We have to have some attraction, some affection. We have to have some desire that we want to give it up, something higher to be able to give up the lower. If we are going to concentrate on just how to give up the lower, how to be detached from material world, then even if it happens, then where do we end? We may be ending up in some Brahma Jyoti. But if we practice to be attracted and we try to practice developing affection for the Lord, then when we get detached from material world, which must happen at the same time, as Rupa Goswami states, that the attachment to Krishna and detachment from the material world happens simultaneously. Only when it's done, then we can progress on the path of devotional service. Until then, we will not be able to give up the material nature, give up the anarthas, because we will be attached to those. So we have to give it up, but to give it up, we have to be attached first, not to something, we have to see that there is something greater, something better than what we had until now. And how we come to know that? So that's only by Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. So we need to associate with the devotees, we need to follow the instructions of Guru, we need to follow the Sadhu and Shastra, and then we will be able to develop more, greater, that faith, Shraddha. So then we can chant the holy name, and through chanting of the holy name, then Krishna will give us the opportunity, we will get the Sadhu Sangha. So then, by the Sadhu Sangha, we will get even more taste for the holy name. We will get taste that we can chant and chant. But it's not going to be just without anything. It's going to be because the endeavor, because we want. This is our desire. So then, if this is our desire, Krishna will arrange it. Krishna will give us the faith. He will give us the intelligence how we can achieve it. But if our desire is a bit lower, our desire, I want to now enjoy my senses, and then I don't mind not doing something little, so it looks like devotional service, but I don't really care, that will give us not much. So now, how do we practically apply it? What is the way? We have to apply it practically in our own lives, but also in our relationships. How are we going to relate to each other? So here we have a community. So in the community, then not so many issues are happening. And somebody is happy with those issues, somebody less. It's, that's not such a big problem. But are we trying to keep the community together based on Darati Pratikrihnati, Guhe Makhyati Prichati, Bhungte Bojayate? If we would, then the result will be that there will be very nice relationships between the members of the community, the cooperation will be very great, and the level of devotional service will be very advanced. Then devotees will be very eager to have house programs, to distribute prasad, to be able to give gifts and then receive gifts. They will be able to now open their hearts because they will have trust that they will not be abused. They will be able to also listen, what is the remedy for my problem? How can I follow that? What can I do with it that I can progress? And then due to these activities, then the community will be very strong. And if something happens, somebody may commit some mistake, right? Because Maya is very strong. It happens, so many things can happen. But how do we deal with it? Now, like, okay, the Muslims, they have one way. Somebody does something wrong, then just throw him to death, right? No? So do we want that? I mean, that's a justice. Or eye for eye and tooth for tooth, right? It's the same thing. They also follow that. But what platform is that? Now, from the platform of Dharma and transcendental platform, a devotee who is advanced, right? And then if he falls down, Krishna, Haridas Thakur, they don't consider that person to be fallen. He is a devotee, and Haridas Thakur says he pays obeisances to the devotee. He is still the advanced devotee. Why? Because he, even though maybe he fall down, but he is trying to come up. So he performs devotional service. And in no time, he will be on the same platform as he was. And then with realization, so he will even have a deeper relationship with the Lord. Now, we as devotees, then what we can do? We can, seeing that somebody needs our help, we can offer our help and sincerely try to help that person to advance back to the position as he was. That way, we will get the opportunity for devotional service. That way, then we will be able to progress ourselves. Then we will get the same realization as the person, now, who got the realization. So then, if somebody falls down, then by us helping him, we realize that what happened, and we will try to avoid that so we don't fall down ourselves. If we start laughing, if he fell down, he was not good. So then the same thing will happen to us. And very soon. Because we have no realization and we have no desire to realize. So Krishna will arrange it. Now, a devotee who criticizes such a devotee who may fall down, Haridas Thakur mentioned he considers him as one who falls down. Not the one who actually, so-called fall down. The person who criticizes the person who did fall down, he is the fall down. Now, what does it mean, criticize the devotees? See, criticizing is, okay, father, he may see son does something wrong. So what he is going to do? He's going to chastise him and say, hey, this is wrong. Is it the criticizing? Why is he not criticizing? The father has a full right. In fact, it's his duty to correct the offenses or correct the mistakes of his son based on the relationship. So if we have the power or the influence to correct something, it's our duty to do it. We should do it. But not as a personal thing that we take pleasure in that seeing that somebody fall down and therefore that makes us feel better. No. That's criticizing. Pointing mistakes of somebody whom we have no relationship with, or we take it personal, or we take pleasure in that, or we are not going to do anything about it, we are not going to, you know, help that person, it's criticizing. There is nothing, nothing of value in that. But if we see a person does something wrong and then we go and then we will help him to come back to the position, we will try him to, to help to progress, then this is not criticizing, this is a help. But we have to have either the power or the influence to do it. If we don't, what's the point of getting involved? So what's the point of that anything happens, everybody must know? That's something like maybe politically correct, but what's the point? Just you get more disturbed, so you get no peaceful time to change around. You'll be thinking about something which you don't even shouldn't think about, because it's nothing related to you, and you have no power or influence over it, so what's the point? So these things, if we can work on that, they will be minimized in our community. And then each and every member of our community will be more seeing to that they will be attending their own duties. And being interested in the progress, the transcendental progress, spiritual progress of everybody else, what can the person do for that? There will be progress. But seeing how I can find out the mistakes of others and that makes me superior, towards them, that's not the progress. So if we can do something about it, if we can work something out, how we can have more sadhu sangha, how we can have more activities in which the darati pratigrihnati, guhimakhi prichati, bhungte po jayate are happening. And not just just artificially, actually not doing it right from heart, then the progress will be immense. Festivals, there are great opportunity. Now, for example, in the community, samskaras are reasons for festivals. So there are always small children, so then those samskaras are being given. So then samskara means, okay, then let's make a festival. We can associate. And in that association, then everybody can progress. Everybody can get the benefit of the sadhu sangha. So together, the holy name can be chanted. And we can find a way how we can actually associate with each other. And then what happens if we find a fault on somebody? Then we can even find a way how to forgive that person. We may even find a relation, happened to him, but the same thing could happen to me. So I better be very cautious. And then associating with the person, trying to help him, we can find out what did he do wrong that it happened to him, so we can avoid it ourselves. And maybe we can also share some of our relation with him, so then it doesn't happen, or we can prevent that it doesn't happen to anybody else. Like previously, there was a joint family system, and in one house, then there was the grandma. She was the lady of the house, and then her daughters and daughters-in-law. They would live in different apartments or parts of the house, but it was like one house. And then, now sometimes it would happen that some of the men, they might lose job. So now the system is that whatever money they make goes to whom? The grandma. and she decides who gets what. And she is not discussing with anybody. She knows. She is the most skillful. She knows. So then, if the man would lose the job in one family, she would know. Nobody else would know. Of course, he is going and he is looking for a job. But until he finds the job, she is going to give him whatever he needs to maintain the family as before. And nobody comes to figure out. So then dating, he is just working for the same purpose as we are. No. In fact, he is. He is trying to find, but he is not known that he doesn't have a job. So that he is not criticized by others. Well, we are working on you. No, we are working for our family. What is this? I don't want to do it. I want to separate. That's nonsense. So she knows that. So therefore, nobody will know, only her. And then as long as he doesn't have a job, he is going to be maintained by the others without their knowledge. But as soon as he gets a job, he gives the money back. And if that happens to somebody else, the same thing happens. And nobody has any idea, but it's understood, and therefore the community works very well because they can respect each other. So we have to look for how we can implement some of these things here, and the results will be quick and wonderful. Okay, any questions? Yes. In the back.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. Now, in a situation where, we are attached to a devotee, and then he flips out a little, falls down, a little, to what extent? Are we going to help him? Real bad.
Okay, means you're attached to a devotee and then you want to help him. Sorry? Yeah. And you want to help him out. Okay, see, the thing is that you have some relationship, I take it that he's your friend. So there is attachment, there is affection also. So you are trying to help him. Now, if you approach him from the position of that you are there to help him, but you have to see his mood and you have to approach him such a way so he doesn't feel that you are trying to take advantage, or you are not trying to not put him more down, trying to laugh at him. When person falls down, then he feels very shy and embarrassed. That's natural. So then, we cannot approach the person just straightforward and then as we usually do, because it may make him feel bad. So then we have to come to, okay, you are my friend, and then I really would like to help you. Now, what is there I can help you with? And then he said, no, anyway, I'm not interested, I don't want to know, I don't want to do anything, no. Then, if he is your friend, will you give up on him? You won't. There is affection. So based on the affection, you know, you have some influence over him. So you have to find various ways. Same like a teacher. See, teacher teaches a student. Now, he says it one way. And maybe 90% of the students will accept it, will take it. They understand. But 10% may not understand. Now, is the teacher, should he give up on those 10? Say, 90 is good? Some do. But the teacher should be patient enough to look for, okay, 90 understood, great. But then 10%, they didn't understand. What can I do for them? How can I approach it? So you get the knowledge and you approach it from different angle. See, children, when they start mathematics, so you may say, okay, so you write 1 plus 1 equal 2. And many understand. But some don't. So will you say, and anyway, you are not qualified to learn math, so then just forget it. You don't learn. Teacher won't say that. So he will say, alright, you don't understand written. So then take a pebble. Take one pebble and take another, put it together. What do you have? 2 pebbles. That's how it is. Another few students will understand. And maybe some will still not understand. So you have to get another angle, maybe abacus. You can use and show how it is more graphically. But you have to use different approach until they understand. Once they understand the principle, then they can expand it. Then, okay, so 1 pebble and 1 pebble are 2 pebbles. The same thing is on the paper. 1 plus 1 is 2. Just different form. See, about forms. There was a person and he, from birth, he was blind. Now, the science progressed, not a lot, and they actually created, or they could transplant eyes to him. Because it was some disease, the nerve was okay, but the eye didn't work. So they transplant eyes to him. And then after the operation, he was blindfolded for a few days because of light and so many things. Now, but the operation was successful. Now, the doctor, they sat in half dark room because of the eyes. And so, but then anyway, the doctor sat in front of him and they open the eyes. Now, the person, he explained after, he didn't see anything. So, what is that? Now, the doctor explained, okay, in front of you is a table. He didn't see the table. Then he, as the blind people do, they just touch it, right? So when he touched it, he touched the form, he saw the form. Then he said, on the table, there is a cup. Then he touched the cup, he saw the cup. And that, not slowly, but eventually, then he started to see all the forms and everything. So that's the concept. So if we understand how to develop, so through the relationship we have the relationship. So in the classroom, so we want to know that the student to understand. So we will come around in different angles and so many ways to explain it, and practically or just on what his nature is, so many ways until he understands the principle, and then from that we can expand into other details. But if we are trying just details and not trying to connect to the principle, it will not work. So with the friend saying, okay, we are determined to help him. He fall down, but there is a way out of it. Maybe he doesn't know it because he is so emotional. So then we have so much affection for him. So then, okay, how can we help him? So maybe it will work, okay. Come, let's go for traveling. We can go somewhere. Or let's go to visit temples together for some parikrama. Or maybe let's have some nice Krishna katha. nothing directly which reminds him of how bad he should feel. Now, when he feels that there are other people, that you are so close to him, that you don't point out always, oh, you did this, that was really bad, you don't give up on him. So, therefore, he will build the trust, and then it comes to a point that he will open the heart to you. When he opens the heart, you cannot misuse it. You cannot abuse him. So, when he opens the heart, you have to take it, and then you have to give him advice such a way, so then he can actually progress. If you don't know, then you guide him to somebody else who could do that. And then you can help him step by step. But then as he gains confidence, because when he falls down, he lost his confidence. But he is to rebuild it. When he gains his confidence again, then he will be able to follow what you say, because he will have faith in you. That you, if nobody else, at least you, are the one who is willing to help him. But then don't be afraid of that he will open his heart and he will dump it on you. That's what's going to happen, most likely. But then just that will make him feel better. And you find a way how to, according to Guru Sadhu Shastra, help him out to from the mess. So then he understood, okay, it was a mistake anyway, but it's past. Now we are in present and we have to go forward to continue devotional service.
It's just that, I come from a place, this country called Denmark, in Scandinavia.
Yes.
And there are quite a few of these special devotees. Yeah?
Yes.
Now one, for example, is a big one, like Harikesh Maharaj. Okay, now many may know, he's not, of course, from Europe, he's from the US. But the moment you talk about somebody like him, we just learn, we just look at Radhanath Maharaj and Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, how they deal with these devotees who kind of, go a little away from the main path, and you follow in their footsteps. You have a desire to follow in their footsteps, and you have a desire to help. And then but the moment you talk about, example, meeting Harikesh Maharaj.
Okay, that's it. All right. See, the thing is that you can always advise him, and then the person, based on his own free will, that he wants to follow or not. He may be able, he may not be able to. He is individual as you are individual. So if you cannot somehow to convince him to do what it's the best to do, then still don't give up on him. Whatever it happened this way, then at least understand that, advise him that he should chant the holy name, whatever, take prasad. And the most important, don't offend devotees. So he should not be finding fault in devotees, because that will keep him away from sarasanga. So doing so, that advise him to develop the taste for being with the devotees, and then when he comes to the realization himself that this is what he wants to do, he will appreciate. Okay, anyway, you can always still keep the relationship, develop the relationship, even though you maybe lost faith, But still, no, you always find some good quality on a person, and for that you can respect the person, even though you may feel that he had done something wrong to you. So it's just a question, no, how much are we willing to help the person? So that much we should get involved. And if we cannot, if it's too much, if it's too intimate, and then, you know, we not, it's getting too close and we don't want to get too much involved, then okay, do the maximum which we could do. So at least if it works out, great. If it doesn't work out, then at least you don't have to regret anything, that you didn't do anything for that person. Because we have, some devotees, and they may be in the, great position, and then, by influence of Maya, they may fall down. So, does that make them any less devotees than they were? No. But in our eyes, then, we see, they are fall down, so then anything which they did, then, we should not follow. This is our fault, this is, we are doing Vaishnava para, and that will make us not disassociate with devotees. So, and we can still see the devotee may have done a lot of great activities in the past. For that he should still be recognized. But now, something happened and then he fell down. So what? Okay, let's help him out. Not just mark him, so he's not part of the society, he must be secular from society, ostracized from the society. No, he's still part of the society. Like if your son would do something wrong, right, and then it's a crime, now does he stop becoming your son? Is he chased out of the family? No, you will not take a measures, you will now punish him, you will do everything now what needs to be done for him to not repeat it again, but still he is part of your family. So what is the society? What did Prabhupada create? The Krishna conscious society, it's like extended family. So when the member, something happens and then he is influenced by the Maya, commits some mistake, now who are we to judge him and then to seclude him that way? Hare Krishna. Yes?
In a senior devotee, suppose a senior devotee makes a mistake or does something wrong.
Yes?
Okay, how devotee can challenge the person?
Through authority. If you have relationship with the person, if you see and you have relationship with the person, then tell him, he's your friend. Okay, he is the senior devotee, you have no relationship with him. Then what you can do, you can only tell the authority who has some relationship with him, either power or influence. So you have to inform somebody who can. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Janitai Gaur Pramanande.